May 9, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, A Mandate to Be Good. Opening prayer. Loving God, thank you for the grace and mercy you offer me today and every day. Please help me to be more deliberate in sharing who you are with those around me. Read Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 19. Warning against unbelief. So, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end. As has just been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. Reflect. Are you able to follow God's commands in the Bible rather than glancing at them as exhortations or suggestions? Much of today's passage draws from the Old Testament. Verses 7 through 11 of Hebrews 3 directly echo verses 7 through 11 of Psalm 95. Continuing from verses 1 through 6, the writer refers to Moses as a leader who faced multiple problems with his people, including hardened hearts, rebellion, sin, and unbelief. The passage warns against this disobedience when it starts with, "So, as the Holy Spirit says." It is not an exhortation, but a mandate from God. Just as the Israelites in the wilderness were shown a destination, the New Testament believers are pointed to a divine and eternal rest. But to enter this, God seeks from us a heart that is not hardened against him and is free from rebellion. This comes with a sense of urgency. Today. The passage moves forward with a twofold practical tip on how a believer has to practice this. The first is what we need to do for ourselves. Avoid a sinful, unbelieving heart. The next is about the relationship with our fellow believers. Encourage one another daily. The final verses follow a Greek practice of asking and then answering questions to reinforce the points being made. Apply. How serious are you regarding the divine warning to avoid rebellion and disobedience? Closing prayer. Lord, help me to focus my heart on who you call me to be, to live in ways that encourage those around me to follow you.